The results of the Lismore City Council election came out last week. Although there are three new faces, and there was some doubt regarding the result while watching the count in the days following election, very little has changed. As most would have heard, Jenny Dow from the Country Labor Party has been returned as mayor with a strong majority. The self-titled progressives, or left-wing councillors, made a good decision to run a single candidate for mayor. It provided her with a huge swing of votes as she appeared to be well supported. What was unexpected was a swing towards the Country Labor Party that saw a lot of votes moving from the other left-wing groups. David Yana was gone and Glenys Ritchie was in. The new council is made up of four representatives from the Country Labor Party. Jenny Dow is the mayor and has a deciding vote in the event of a deadlock. Isaac Smith, Ray Houston and newcomer Glenys Ritchie make up the rest of the party representatives. The Country Labor Party representatives are joined by Vanessa Grinden-Ekins from the Greens and Simon Clough from Our Sustainable Future. Simon Clough was in 11th position when primary votes were counted. He jumped to 6th position when preferences were added to his total. The unclear and difficult to understand tactics of the left-wing groups got him across the line. The remaining councillors are independent and include Neil Marks, Graham Meineke, John Piero Battista, Matthew Scheibel and Greg Bennett. Sadly, Kel Graham missed a seat following the preference count. He was in position 9 after primary votes were counted, but lost ground on preferences. We yet again have a 6-5 left-wing dominated council to deal with for the next 4 years and have to make do the best we can. This is 92.9 River FM and I'm Big Rob. I'm still going on Facebook. Follow the Big Rob's rant links on the Big Rob's website at bigrobs.com.au to post your comments.